from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Damian Pierce did not have a great season last year, but he's still a phenomenal interview. And he's at a good training camp. We get to see him in live action, presumably on Friday against the Steelers. So this will be, Seth, this will be our first look at Damian Pierce on Friday in full pads going against an opponent who can drag him to the ground since the last month of last season.
Damian Pierce 3.0.
Yeah.
Where the second release was, which was the Windows that was really bad? Was it Windows 11 or whatever it was? It was just a mess.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there was a Windows text line. You helped me out with the firearms question earlier. Yeah. Thank you to everybody that texted in. Tell me, which was the infamously bad Windows version? They needed to, that was Damian last year. Yeah. They really need to nail this rollout. Okay,
yes.
Microsoft.
Yeah, we got our best computer scientists working on Damian Pierce V3.0. So Damian was on Texans All Access last night with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, and they asked him, how's your body feeling right now?
How's the body feel? You're not getting tackled and taking the ground, but you are taking shots. You're doing blitz pickup.
Who ain't getting tackled? We tackling out here. We tackle every day. I go to the ground every day.
So how does body feel once you're getting tackled?
My body's fine, man. They doing. I guess I'm going to call it brotherly love, man. They showing me some tough love out here. You know, I get my body ready for the season. So Friday won't be too much of a sock, I guess. I guess that's the only good thing I get from it.
I will say, I'll fact check myself a little bit yesterday where I was kind of being grumpy old man and saying like, none of these training camps are all that physical anymore. There is a lot of physicality in these practices. Jimmy Ward seems to be involved in 75% of that, but which is funny because he's one of the most veteran players. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of times where Damian gets knocked to the ground, but because Damian is Damian, it's not like he gets up and starts a fight over it or anything. He pops back up and keeps running.
Yep.
There have been some hard hits. Ever since that scuffle gate, it's been clean hard hits, guys coming up and hitting people from the front and everything. But there have been some hard hits. So I don't think it's going to be all of a sudden like, oh, okay, now you step it up a notch. But it's the first opportunity to show that Damian Pierce can still break tackles.
Yeah.
You know, so I was also, yesterday I did a YouTube video and I talked about Damian Pierce. You know, he's a little bit lighter, so I wonder whether he can still be the same bulldozer and still truck people. Somebody said, well, he didn't really truck people. He just broke a lot of tackles. And I think that's accurate. It wasn't like he was an Earl Campbell type necessarily, but he broke a lot of tackles 2 years ago. We didn't see him break a lot of tackles last year, even when he did have good blocking or he was in the open field. So I think that sometimes I get concerned that it's, you know, he's lighter than he was his rookie year, but some of it just might be that he was not comfortable in that offense at all yet last year. And he talked about the difference level and being comfortable in it this year.
I don't see anything different about the style, but mentally I'm leaps and bounds ahead of what I was rookie year. You know, rookie year, we had a, you know, I won't say as big of a playbook as we do now.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a mental shock going from rookie year, having something so compact, then having Slow, who literally has, you know, looks off of everything. So getting another year of that up under my belt, you know, I feel comfortable. I feel, you know, I feel confident on it. That's the thing, you know, I feel confident on the field. You know, I feel good at what I'm doing. I feel good before I even get to the play. Yeah. So it's like my pre-snap reads are, you know, much more smoother, you know, quicker. I'm not doing as much thing when I get the ball. It's just me playing ball at that point. Like at practice, like, you know, things get fixed at practice. I'm just working on, okay, how can I hit it 100 miles per hour and don't stop? Like, you know what I'm saying? The right way. So that's really what the difference is. You know, it's an intellectual thing. You know, mentally, I'm more prepared. Mentally, I'm more clear, more confident. And just overall, just a better football player, man.
Yeah, the lack of clarity pre-snap. You know, there was one thing he said there, the pre-snap reads. Because, and this is something I keep in mind with the offensive rookies especially. I want to look at, you know, how are they performing when they know what they're doing. But in an offense that's more complicated, you know, you come up to the line with a play call, but then that's going to change based on what the pre-snap coverage looks like, where the safety is, what's the alignment of the front, all those things. And it's a lot to process in the course of 10 or 15 seconds before you have to go. And I think last year there were probably a lot of times that at the snap, Damian was a little uncertain about just exactly what the play was supposed to look like on that play.
Yep.
So this year, after an entire offseason with the playbook and being able to go through it with mental reps and everything, he can just let the physical part take care of itself.
Yep.
And that makes me feel optimistic about how he looks, hopefully, on Friday night.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man. Like, if there's a guy that I'm really rooting for, like, if I were to stack rank who I'm rooting for the most in camp, Damian Pierce might be number one on my list. I'm really, really rooting for him to become a big part of this team again.
According to the text line, last year's version of Damian Pierce was either Windows XP, Windows 95, Windows Vista, Windows ME, or Windows 8. So Windows has had some bad rollouts, apparently. I don't know. Hey, look, I'm a wimp, everybody. All right, listen, you PC Nazis out there. I'm an Apple guy now, just because it's simpler. I don't care. You can argue all you want about this or that. It's just they dumb it down for me. Okay.
Yep.
I think the best comparison was Damian last year was like new Coke.
I saw that.
Kids, that's not a cocaine reference. That was when Coca-Cola rolled out new Coke back in the day. Huge marketing campaign.
Ugh.
And it died within like 6 months. I think. People hated new Coke. They hated the new formulation.
You know what new Coke is? Is the
what?
new kickoff rules.
The
new kickoff rules are new Coke, because those might be gone in 6 months.
Joe Buck was trying to sell me on it hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Joe Buck, this is a sloppy, awful mess. This is a new Coke.
Yeah. Frank Ross, we'll play Frank Ross a little later in the show, because he did media. All the coordinators did media yesterday.
Yeah.
And Frank Ross talked about the new kickoff rules. And I was a little disappointed that nobody asked him if he thought that, if he was surprised by the level of violence, like, did, because part of the motivation of doing this new kickoff rule is to make the game safer. And I was hoping somebody would ask him after one game, do you feel like this is a safer format of kickoff?
And to be clear, too, it's not even if you want more violence on the kickoffs, it's the wrong kind of violence. It's just random and haphazard. Like, all of the big hits were scary hits where guys, usually the defender was in a weird body position. Jake Hansen got banged up and left the game because of it. So it was that's the part that concerns me.
Text message, and I did confirm this, Adam Schefter just tweeted, former Broncos All-Pro safety Justin Simmons is visiting today with the New Orleans Saints. So he's visiting. So Justin Simmons is now at the stage where he's visiting football teams.
Like I said, I think that I'm 100% positive that at some point they've had discussions about Justin Simmons with the Texans and considered him bringing him. I shouldn't say I'm 100% positive. I'd be very surprised if they hadn't had conversations about him.
Yes.
But I think given the age of the defense, they've got quite a few guys that are in their 30s already. Given their bullishness over Kalen Bullock, I think that it's a break glass in case of emergency situation with Justin Simmons and the Texans. I think they very much probably appreciate the playmaking that he could bring, but they want to develop their young guys. You can't you just can't spend money on every single free agent that's out there. And they probably are just, it's something they would monitor, but right now it's not something that they're desperate to do.
Yeah, there is a part of me, not a small part of me either, that just kind of hopes Justin Simmons finds a home pretty soon so we can stop asking or getting questions on the text page about it. Because I don't think, for all the reasons you just said, I don't think he's coming here. I think he would love to come. Like, on paper, I think this would fit. If he's visiting the Saints, then certainly the Texans probably fit on paper what he would be looking for in the way of a winner. But I just don't, I don't know that there's, I don't know that the Texans see a fit here given the cap ramifications, what they have in that room already. So I kind of just want the topic to go away.
You know? From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
No? One of our listeners said the Saints, I guess he doesn't want to win. I think, well, who knows what his internal motivation is. I will say, though, too, sometimes taking a visit is a good way to rattle the cages a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
there is a team, if there is a team that likes, because once a guy gets in the building, there's a much better chance that he gets signed once he's in the building. They put on that full court press sales job, and so there might be a team out there that's like, all right, well, let's make him an offer before he gets too deep into conversations with the Saints.
It's a great way to put it, rattling the cat, because that's what I thought happened with the Brandon Ayuk, with the Steelers getting involved with Ayuk again, because the report Monday was talks had broken off between the two teams. And when they immediately re-engage on Tuesday, I'm like, okay, that was not both sides thinking the talks broke off. That was one side or the other telling Adam Schefter that, put it out there, the talks broke off. And then the other side was like, they didn't break off. We just didn't talk for a few hours. What are you talking about?
I did this myself, Sean. I understood the psychology of the situation when I was a free agent 1 year, but I was coming off of a really disgusting injury. That I had all my free agency visits lined up. This was back when free agency moved a little bit slower. But the first one wasn't until the second day of free agency. And I had the Jets scheduled for like the third day of free agency. So I told my agent, like, listen, I'm buying a ticket to New York. Tell him that my schedule is that I have to be in New York. So the 6 a.m. first day of free agency, I was on a plane to New York. I told John and Lance on the radio that morning. I wasn't on a plane. I was on my way to the airport. Did an interview, told them where I was. And by that afternoon, I had to deal with the Texans.
I remember.
So it was, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it. You got to create scarcity. You got to create. You want there to be as much scarcity. You want to make it look like there's a time crunch, even if there necessarily isn't.
The entirety of that story, I wish we had more time, because the best part of that story, you told it before, is that you actually went up to New York. And the poor kid that had to drive you back to the airport.
Yeah.
And between you leaving the facility and getting to the airport is when the Texans deal happened, right?
I was on my way to dinner with, I believe, Herm Edwards. And my agent calls, like, nope, tell him to turn around. You got to go to the airport right now. You know, he didn't want me to botch it. He knows I'm a sucker and I might get, like, talked out of it or something. So he's like, nope, go back to the airport right now.
It's a great story. It's a great story.
The poor kid was like, okay, we pulled over. We were on the Long Island Expressway in Russia. Hour And the poor kid, I was like, you got to pull over right now. I got to make a phone call. And then he's like, okay, well, I got it. So he got out of the car after I had made the phone call. And I told him, like, you're taking me to the airport. So he got out of the car and was on the phone for like 5 minutes explaining that I wasn't allowing him to drive me to the dinner.
They're like, Cody, what did you do?
Yeah.
What did you say to him?
Probably got the poor kid fired.
Oh, my God. All right, John Harris, footballtakeover.com, Texan sideline reporter. He's in Ohio. All the reports about the great day the defense had yesterday. Johnny had eyes on it. We'll talk to him about it coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.